All right, Vimo, I'm coming to you live on Twitter. We're at Vanguard headquarters today at the conference center.
Yes.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's the conference center in New Orleans. We have the esteemed, the one and the only Hyper-V MVP extraordinaire, Charbel. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Glad to see you.
Yeah, man, this is pretty cool. I'm glad that we brought the mobile kit with us because,
Yes. You
know, there's some pretty exciting things happening here in New Orleans. And I understand that you traveled a little way to get here.
Yeah, 15 hours.
15 hours.
You know, jet lag. I'm coming from the other part of the world.
Wow. You guys got to share the mic when you talk so people can actually hear you, okay? So.
We can do that.
All right, perfect. I can hear you real good, yeah. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the happenings at VeeamON 2017. It's pretty exciting to be involved in such a cool program like this. If people aren't aware, the Veeam Vanguard program is kind of our equivalent for the Microsoft MVP program, just right. For Veeam software.
Yes.
And the three of us are actually Microsoft MVPs as well.
Right.
So cloud
right.
and data center MVPs, and we get to see each other only a few times a year, so we got to make it worthwhile. Now, I have to tell you guys that when I first became an MVP, there was a blog that I went to get all my information about Hyper-V.
Yeah,
and it's this guy's blog. I tell you, man, your blog is probably one of the best blogs on Hyper-V in the world. So why don't you take a second and just tell people a little bit about your blog?
Yeah, as you know, my name is Charbel Nimno, so quite a French name, and my blog is my name. So you can Google it and find out my online activities. So this is actually my third year as a Microsoft MVP. And now I have to change the shuttle of the program, so it got extended until 2018.
Right on,
and
right
the
on.
Summit has moved on also to March.
Yes, yes. MVP Summit, the congregation of the MVPs from all over the world. So right. I'm lucky enough to be coming up on my sixth year this year.
6 years.
Yes, okay. And third year as a Veeam Vanguard this year. And something pretty exciting, my good friend Alan Rafe is his first year as an MVP just in May, so newly minted
thank you
MVP.
Much.
And my wife, actually, Crystal.
Yes, as well.
So she's now MVP as well and Veeam Vanguard. So we're husband and wife power team. And this is what we do. We go around the world finding experts and interviewing people.
I like all the family in the same
yeah.
world.
Yeah, for sure. So what you know, coming from across the pond over to New Orleans, what are you most excited about for VeeamON 2017? Because you know, there's some great things that are coming down the pipe.
Yeah, actually, this is my first time attending VeeamON. I'm very lucky to have the chance and travel to attend the conference. I'm looking forward to the what behind the news and the announcement for Veeam version 10. Will be launched and what integration with Microsoft. Actually,
yeah.
As we know, Veeam is VMware and Hyper-V, so I would like to focus most on the Microsoft side, which I'm more interesting of.
Yeah.
And
which technology are you looking for mostly to integrate with Hyper-V? Is it the networking, the storage?
You have to use the mic.
Yes.
Otherwise, our viewers, millions of viewers
millions.
That are out there can't
so
hear you.
So, from the Hyper-V side, what are you looking for from VeeamON? Is it the infrastructure side, such as the compute, hyper-converged,
the hyper-converged, storage as well, and the backup and availability? So,
Silvio,
we
you come for an interview.
Veeam Orchestrator.
Well, whenever, after lunch.
Orchestrator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully this product will be available to Hyper-V in the future, but for now, still for VMware. This will help us to orchestrate and to monitor. It's not only about the backup, it's about availability and to recover.
So I want to talk about something else here. New book.
Yes.
I understand that you
wow.
just dropped a new
you remember.
Book.
Yes. We launched the first book in January. It's the Hyper-V Cookbook.
Yes.
And I'm working on my second book, Nano Server.
Oh,
so
very nice.
Final stage, final review, hopefully by June next month, will be released, published publicly.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And you know, in the spirit of community and all the great things that that you do, fantastic work, absolutely fantastic work. I've got another quick question for you, and this is in regards to all of the work that you've been doing around Storage Spaces Direct and yes. Microsoft ReFS. Because I tell you, in my opinion, I think that's a big game changer for Microsoft. I don't personally believe that it's finished yet. I think Microsoft's got a lot of room for improvement, but everything does.
It's version one always.
How incredibly rock solid and stable is that product? It is amazing. Unbelievable.
I had two experience, real life production experience with Storage Spaces Direct. And I believe maybe you saw the thread when my old clusters node went offline completely.
Complete power outage.
Complete power outage. And recently, before I came here to be on 2 weeks before, I had a small clusters, two nodes only.
Yep.
And I upgraded my firmware, RDMA next to the private firmware, which is not supported. But I learned to do forger testing, and my both node went blue screen and just rebooted in the loop.
Oh.
Yes. So cluster production. Good. I had it. I worked during the weekend. So I had time to recover.
That's one of those oh crap moments, and you're like, wow, I'm really glad I know what I'm doing, but I'm actually a little worried. And when your client sees you start to sweat, then they're getting a little worried. So you're probably just cool. It's all right. Rolling blue screens are normal for this product. It's
nobody fine. Can see the heart racing inside.
That's right. That's right.
And really, Storage Spaces again prove again this solid rock product.
So there was no data corruption.
Zero data corruption.
Wow! And what size of volumes are we talking about here?
We are talking about 3 terabytes, 3 volumes.
Oh, good size.
Yeah.
So we're actually doing a session here on Thursday at 2:50, a breakout session.
Perfect.
And it's going to actually be on using Storage Spaces Direct as a backup repository for Veeam.
Yes,
because, there's been a lot of discussion around the licensing model with that Microsoft has in regards to Storage Spaces Direct. And that's that you need Data Center Edition in order to use Storage Space Direct. But there's actually a lot of customers that are out there that already own like site licenses for all Microsoft product. And so where I'm from in Western Canada and Alberta, most of the educational school boards that we work with, they're already licensed. And so for them to buy a copy of Data Center Edition with their government pricing that they get from Microsoft.
Very expensive.
They're only talking
for the education, yes. It's
$400 per server,
yes.
That's it.
I work for the education sector as well, and I see a huge difference.
So like for corporate, I think there's still going to be a little bit of a challenge. But for when we're talking about the when we're talking about education, I think education is going to be fine.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, man. So hopefully we'll catch you again. Is there any closing thoughts that you have for all of our millions of viewers?
Looking forward to kicking off tomorrow. So and after tomorrow, 2 days back with technical 400 levels.
Exactly.
For Veeam on and. Microsoft Hyper-V, so as you can see.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Well, do you know who came into town last night? Our boss.
Our Mr. Hyper-V, Ben Armstrong.
Yes. And his good friend Jeff Woolsey was there as well. And I actually found out that the two of them worked at Kinect together. They came over to Microsoft.
Yes, they shared this.
So it was good times. Good times. That's one of my favorite parts about the actual conference is the fact that when you get to come to a conference like this. You get to meet and hang out with your
the
peers
connection,
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you, Alan.
All right, cheers.